Hey, morning everybody. Welcome to the Monday, May 4th Public Safety and Correction Committee. And we'll have the approval of the minutes from April 6th and April 27th.
Fred so moved.
Fred Potter moves it.
I'll second Jeff Horton.
Any additions or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, Sheriff, you're up.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have for my first item to accept additional Stop DWI crackdown funding. As this happens throughout the year, there becomes additional monies available. We'd like to receive the amount of $3,600. Or Stop DWI crackdown.
I'll make the motion.
Second, we have Jeff Horton.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, my second item is to get approval for a PO request for water metering devices. These are in the budget. And actually, it's coming in less than budgeted amount. We initially did this as a capital project. However, Andy did such a phenomenal job getting us, finding it on state bid. I think we're gonna be able to do the entire project under the first year's budgeted amount. But I still need the approval for the PO in order to do them.
Are these new meters, Jim?
Yeah, what they are is every two cells in the jail is run by a metering device that limits the amount of water that can come out at a time. And these are original to the building, and they started leaking. We tried to rebuild them, and they leak worse. So Todd did a check with other facilities, and it's the same thing in other places. So what we're doing is replacing them all.
Different brand?
You know, I don't know that.
Have a motion.
Fred Potter moves it.
Tom Ryan will second it.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
And the third thing I have is approval for a PO for the final stage of a three-year capital project. Variable speed drives that run the Johnson Control air handlers. By putting in variable speed drives, we're able to reduce our energy costs significantly because they adjust by demand. This is the third and final year of that project, and we'll have all of them replaced at the conclusion of this. And it's budgeted and will come in under budget.
Tom Ryan will move it.
Okay. Have a second?
I'll second it.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, that's all I have other than two quick notes for the committee. Week and a half ago, deputies took $47,000 worth of crystal meth off the street in an interdiction arrest that they did. And last Friday, they ended up capturing the guy and getting a full confession and recovering evidence on the fellow that did the 30 plus cars down in Corning. So they've been doing some really good work lately.
So Jim, with the courts being closed, how do you handle these arrests?
So CAP is still open for all criminal matters. Everything goes through CAP.
All right, thanks.
And then the time limits are pushed off for any follow-up stuff.
Sheriff, I had a question when I read that newspaper article about the tire slashings. What's the point of doing that? I mean, what is, why does someone think that that's something worth doing?
So it was interesting because I sat in on the interview of the person that we arrested, and he's a fellow struggling from addiction, and he went out and fell off the wagon and was mad at himself, mad at the world, and just started wanting to break things because he hated his life. And that's what it all came down to. He didn't have an individual issue with any of the victims. He didn't have an issue with anyone that lived in the area where he did all the damage. He just was drunk, mad at the world, and started stabbing stuff, according to his. Yeah. That's why I keep going back to, you know, the biggest public safety issue we have in this county is addiction. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Sheriff, this is Jeff Horton. I have one question for you. How is the virtual cap going on the deputies at the jail?
So actually, it's working out very, very well. The correction officers run the Skype end of it. As long as the paperwork gets into Rochester via email and back to the judges in time, everything's good. And we're still processing all of the paperwork that comes through and then delivering it out to the courts of jurisdiction. But right now, I'm hopeful that we'll continue to be able to do arraignments and hearings via Skype after this is done. It'd be a tremendous savings to the jail.
Yeah, I think what I hear, my wife is one of the judges doing it, and she agrees, you know, and they also save the mileage of not paying the judges and stuff to drive to the jail. There's a lot of savings all the way around.
Yeah, just the reduction in security risks and not having to transport inmates to a different facility for a hearing is pretty enormous for us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else from the sheriff?
Taking enough of your time, sir.
All right. Noel, are you handling the district attorney?
Yes, sir, I am.
Go ahead.
Today, we just want to accept the RFP and or want to propose accepting the RFP. It's the only RFP that we received in regards to the traffic diversion program from the diversion management company located out of Orchard Park, New York, just south of Buffalo. It falls in line with the costs that we discussed earlier. And went to the RFP from the proposal that they wanted to try to put in for the RFP. It's at $20 a ticket to process or at the 10% overall. So they're going to offer a help desk and do all the data entry for us on our end. All tickets.
I read over the proposal this morning, and I guess the thing I like about this the most is that it's a one-year contract up to four-year renewal, and on top of that, we can get out of this thing at any time with, I think it's 30 days or 10 days notice. So.
Yes.
Anybody have any questions?
Is this the one we talked about before that's already been up and running in another location?
Yes, they're actually up and running in Orleans County, and I think there's two other counties actually since we have initiated our RFP that have reached out to District Attorney Baker as well as myself to propose RFPs or contracting services with this company as well.
Good.
The places where, and those places are all happy with the company?
Orleans County is extremely happy with them. They provide a great customer service. It's looking like it could be a one-stop shop, and it also could expand on down the road as New York opens up more diversion stuff instead of the non-criminal avenue. And these folks could actually do all the data entry and all the online application for us if we choose to expand it at a later date under a different RFP.
Noel, this is Jeff Horton. Is there I agree with John. It sounds great that we can get out of it at any time and the renewals. Is there any negatives to it for the county? I haven't heard or seen any.
This is actually what I've been envisioning since I've been working with the diversion program is an online service, a help desk. As a sales representative or the vice president of the company spoke to me, he's like, in regards to the help desk, he said, we gain revenue from helping someone log in and actually apply and actually putting in their application for them. So if somebody doesn't have the ability to log in or put stuff in a computer, if they just call this helpline number, they'll do it for them right over the phone. So, they're definitely geared towards customer service, in my opinion, and from what I hear from Orleans County.
Anything else? Do I have a motion?
Fred Potter moves it.
Second it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Carol.
I didn't get that. She breaking up?
Yeah, Carol, can you repeat your question?
Noel, when will this become?
Speaking with Jennifer at the county attorney's office, I thought that once the way the law was written, I thought once that the Public Safety and Corrections Committee approved it, that we could start moving forward. And that's the way I thought the law was written. So I think if that's the case, we could have it up and running within probably 15 days.
At the latest, it would be the end of this month. Because this money wasn't budgeted, we have to take a look to see if we need a new resolution. But sometime this month, we should have everything all ready, whether it's before a resolution or the day that you pass a resolution.
Okay. Anything else? Thanks, Noel.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
911. Tina or Dave here?
Yep. Good morning.
Morning.
Our request today is to get approval to enter into an intermunicipal agreement with Schuyler County to explore a joint project of a 911 call handling system between the two counties operating on the Southern Tier fiber that the county's invested in. It would also have some built-in advantages for backup of each other and interoperability. So this IMA would be to explore this project and get the ball rolling, get pricing, things like that, so we can look further at this.
So this is just a resolution or an agreement to explore costs and the options?
Yeah. Yes, we would have to come back to you with anything, that we get from it or anything moving forward. This is just to show support to move forward.
So have we looked at other counties besides Schuyler?
Yes, actually, we've looked at almost everyone around us. Schuyler and Chemung was the first choice, being, with the fiber network and going on to the same phone system, but Schuyler needs to replace theirs. We're coming due later this year with ours. Chemung isn't interested at this time, but once things start moving forward, I don't know how that'll change.
What would be the advantage? Sorry, John.
What's the advantage of this?
If we shared a 911 phone system, number one, costs are less than each county buying their own. Also, each county would have the ability to back up each other, whether it be from something like what we're going through now and the staff is affected and you don't have enough staff, or if you need extra positions, if there's an extraordinary event going on, or if there's a technical problem at one of the sites, the other one would be able to cover for it.
And this is Jack. For those of you that were on the board when we started the Southern Tier Network, this was one of the main things that we pitched is hooking our telecommunication system for public safety with our neighboring counties. And we're already reaping benefits from that in sharing information, sharing communications. But this is sort of like the next step along that. Dave and Tina have done a lot, and Tim have done a lot of work on this. There's more work to be done, but exploring it for cost savings and redundancy purposes is a good idea, in my opinion.
I have a motion.
I'll make the motion.
A second.
Tom Ryan will second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And Tina, while you're on, have we got any information on this engineering study on the electrical system there?
Not yet. I'm not sure if the contracts are done then.
Contracts just got done. Yep. So I would expect, because we talk about it out here too, I would expect the work to, with Labella soon.
Thank you. Jack, do you have anything?
Nothing for me.
One thing, at some point we were supposed to get a report on the cap court. Is that in progress at this point?
Yes, that was supposed to be April. I'll loop back with the sheriff and get that out to you.
Anything else? Up for adjournment. Do I have a motion?
Fred Potter moves it.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
What time are we starting public works?
10 o'clock. I'll leave this line open. You guys can either log back in at 10, but it'll stay open.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jack, are you there?